Our next call features Chris Williams, Jill Hubbard, and J.J. West addressing Aqua's heartbreaking story of her husband's infidelity. Then J.J. will share a recent opening to the show on which he was cleaning out the shed. Sounds intriguing.
We're going to go to a final call today. We're going to go to Agua listening in Dallas, Texas on the app. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and how we can help you.
Okay, so I've been married 9 years. I have 4 kids ranging from the age of 10 to 3 for the youngest. There has been a history of infidelity in my marriage several times, almost every time I've gotten pregnant with my kids. And the last time of infidelity, I caught my husband. That was about 2 years ago, almost. I left in a fight or flight mode. And I blocked him for a while. And then, you know, I actually ended up in the hospital because of it, for a mental hospital, because it was, my body went into stress mode. Mm-hmm. I was numb, couldn't feel anything. I had suicidal ideation and other ideation of wanting to hurt other people. It was very scary, and I had psychosis. I stayed with my family for a while, and then my husband came and visited us. He said he wanted to work on it. We bought a house, but, you know, there's nothing been worked on. And every time I bring up the issue of infidelity in our marriage, for me wanting to work on it, he gets mad and blames me that that's the reason why he did it. So I feel like there's no accountability. I feel like, you know, history is going to repeat itself, and it's very mm-hmm. scary for me. I had told him how I felt about before we even bought the house, about how I felt it, about how just because we buy a house doesn't mean it fixes stuff.
For
and
sure.
I felt like maybe he could, I feel like he didn't really understand, and I feel like he doesn't understand still. And he uses culture as an excuse. So, oh, because I'm not from here, blah, blah, blah. You have to remember, I'm not from here. We don't do that, like counseling and all that stuff. So it makes me very frustrated. And he brings up divorce several times. Okay. And blame shifts on me.
Yeah.
And I just, it's very frustrating. And so, there has been history of.
Agua, let me jump in really quickly. You said that you're afraid that history is going to repeat itself.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea that that history is currently repeating itself?
I don't know, because he won't let me see his phone. Last time I asked him to see his phone, he got mad and he's like,
okay, so let me tell you, history is repeating itself right now.
Well, yeah, and it already has multiple times.
Yeah.
And there's been no intervention to stop.
He hasn't done anything about it.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't. Like, last time I separated in fight or flight mode, and I actually had to be court ordered to the hospital. By it, and he said, like, he came and said he was sorry and all this, but he hasn't done anything about it, and it makes me very frustrated.
Yeah.
And everybody's telling me to leave, like my family, people from church that I went to, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, because I feel frustrated because everybody's telling me to leave. I'm in hypervigilance mode all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he gets mad about that. And he gets mad about when I bring up the past. He just wants me to forget about it, sweep it under the rug, I feel like. And it's, and like this last time he got caught.
Let me jump in and ask you a question. Can you live with a guy who is fundamentally and frequently unfaithful to you?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay, good. I want you to feel mm-hmm. that answer in your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It makes me scared.
I know.
Of course.
I know. I know.
Yeah. And because
I wanted to believe him. I wanted to believe him. Like,
of course you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you want to be loved.
Yes. And to not believe him.
You want to be loved well. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I've told him I don't trust him.
I know. But Agua, you keep going to the perpetrator, trying to get them an answer from them. And he is stuck in this pattern. He's changing externals and making promises, but he's not changing anything internally. And then he's shaming you, like you said, blame shifting, and shaming you that you would even question him. So to seek his permission or to seek, you know, his ideas and authority in order to help your marriage, you're going to the wrong place. He doesn't have the answers for you because he's unwilling. And that's why you need some people, because you want to believe him, because that's the easier path and that's the desirable path. To not believe him means your world really changes, and that is really scary. So first, you've got a lot of voices. You need some key people in your life. Are you in therapy? Do you have a solid support group that can come? Go ahead.
I have my family, but
okay.
I mean, I was in therapy before. I was in CBT therapy, and my therapist kept telling me of the pattern of so cognitive behavioral therapy, like, why are you buying the house when all this has happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, or, I mean, I didn't mention like every little thing that happened this last time.
Okay.
But I was in a really bad state because I had to be court ordered to the hospital.
Yeah.
No, I understand that.
So that's actually my biggest concern, Agua, is that being connected to him puts your life in danger. And there's four kids right now.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't want to put more pressure on you, but fixing the marriage that is unfixable is not the direction to go. Getting healthy so that four kids can have a viable mom, that's the direction.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anything else with that, JJ?
Yeah. So that's going to require setting and holding some boundaries that are going to be really scary and hard to hold. So when Chris asked the question, is it tenable to stay in a relationship where the man has not been and cannot be faithful to you? You said no. He asked you to feel that in your body, and your immediate response was, it scares me, right?
Yeah.
Of course it does. Of course it does. And this is part of why so many people don't follow through with boundaries, because there's a cost to it. When we set a boundary for ourselves, there's a cost to it.
But there's a cost to not setting the boundary as
there's
well.
There's a huge cost to not setting it.
Couple of things. One, you need to get into a therapist who specializes in betrayal trauma.
Something beyond CBT.
Yeah, absolutely. In betrayal trauma, as well as a support group. We are going to send you a copy of Sherry Keffer's book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal, because you're going through a lot. But getting into professional help is really important.